Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It goes in cycles, Brian. I think, you know, the first thing you do is you look at your football team, right? And so you try to get your guys under contract, and we were successful in a few of those guys, re-signing some of our guys. We lost, a couple of other guys, and so that's the first thing you look at. And then as it relates to, acquiring free agents from other teams, we were in the game on a couple of guys that, that maybe didn't make it to the public domain, but that we were, and we didn't, we weren't successful at signing. But you look at last year, I just went through all of the things that we did last year in free agency. And so we've always said that we will build through this process and augment via free agency. And I think if you look at the history, we've done that and, very aggressively last year. And it just so happened that we didn't do it this year. So I don't think it's indicative of anything other than the fact that we had targeted who we targeted and some of them worked out and, getting some of our guys back. And that's just kind of where we, where we were with it this year. So.
And we're back on the Blitz. That was Rick Smith. We'll talk about that in a second. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also text the show. So apparently Rick Smith met with the media today. Mm-hmm. And Jong has all kinds of audio from it. There he explained why they did not make a move this offseason.
Does that strike you as arrogance?
A little bit. But, I mean, okay, well, let's start with this. And we've said this. I think top to bottom, this is a fairly arrogant organization. So I wouldn't expect anything else, really. I don't expect them to be humble.
It just seems odd that a team who was 9-7 last year feels like they can just stand pat. You know what I mean? And when they're talking about the guys, the in-house guys that they re-signed, they're talking about a punter, a kicker, and a backup tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who they've signed.
And he also kind of went when he was talking about free agency last year and they listed all the guys they got. So we signed Brockett, we signed Lamar Miller, Jeff Allen, we went out and signed Tony Bergstrom. Okay, well, two of those guys aren't even here anymore.
Yeah.
Brock and Bergstrom. So, yeah.
And not only that, you let A.J. Bouye go. You let John Simon go. You like, which, by the way, both of those two division rivals.
Yeah, although I think they have a replacement for Simon and Scarlett. I think that guy's ready to step in and be really good.
But you still need depth.
Well, you need depth, but I think those don't bother me. What bothers me, though, is what have we talked about with this team with the offensive line? They have to do something on the offensive line.
Well, they let Ode Abouche go.
I mean, he was at least functional. They let Bergstrom go, too.
Yeah.
That's what.
And then they let Quentin Dimes go.
Yeah.
So you let two starters in your secondary go. You let your swing interior lineman go, and you let John Simon go. And you added nothing to those. And now, basically, what they're saying is, we're going to fill all our needs in the draft,
or with guys we already have. Which, okay, I'm okay with that in some of those positions. That there is nobody on that offensive line that's ready to step in. That's the one that bothers me. They just have ignored this position.
Well, that's going to be an issue. I think we can assume that Vince Wilfork's not coming back at this point.
Right, and I think they're ready for DJ Reader to step into that role.
And he had a few comments on Vince Wilfork.
I have not talked to Vince since last season. My expectation is that Vince is not playing anymore. But I have not specifically talked to Vince, no.
So here's the deal. So what you've lost so far, you're saying they've got someone to step in for Vince Wilfork. They've got someone to step in and take John Simon's role. I think they
you will have to draft guys to replace those guys, though.
Right.
For your depth.
You've got to replace Quentin Dimps. You've got to replace A.J. Bouye. I mean, you're getting to where there's a lot of things you need to replace.
Yeah, well, again, with Bouye, I think Kevin Johnson just slides right back in there. The Dimps one concerns me.
And now you don't have a fifth guy in the secondary. I mean, so now you can't afford to have an injury at cornerback now.
No, but can you?
Because
ever,
what if Kevin Johnson has the same injury this year?
Well, you can't go into it thinking the guy's going to get hurt.
Why? He hasn't played a healthy season yet. Can I go into the season assuming Tom Savage will get hurt?
Well, yeah, you can, but that's different. Why? I think the thing about it, the Johnson's injury is not something that I think is going to come back. I mean, I'm not too worried about that. But you couldn't have kept A.J. Bouye. Even you know that.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you can keep some of these guys. And because every one of those guys you let go is somebody you've got to replace. And Quentin Dimps, they don't have anybody in-house to replace.
And that's the one that I would say, okay, I would have signed him. But everybody else, there's no way I can make a case for signing A.J. Bouye just because I think Kevin Johnson might get hurt and give him $15 million a year.
That's not my point, though. My point is now you've got an accumulation of these guys who are leaving, and you're assuming, Rick Smith is assuming that the guys on the depth chart are all going to move up a spot, next man up style. But then you have to assume that everybody that they draft is going to be able to fill in the depth that they've had. Which, by the way, this team hasn't had much depth, specifically on the offensive line.
Well, I know, but I think we're talking about different position groups here because I'm not worried about the secondary.
I'm talking about as a whole because they've only got one draft to get these guys.
No,
now.
But it's not just the draft, though. It's undrafted free agents. There's going to be other guys that get cut by other teams that they bring in. They've done a very good job of finding guys in the secondary, so I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, nobody heard of A.J. Bouye before they brought him in. But I'm okay with all of those decisions, but to not make any moves to try to beef up what is your weakest position group and sell that as we're better. And by the way, you got rid of your starting quarterback from last year. So are you automatically going to be better because Tom Savage is your quarterback as opposed to Brock Osweiler?
I don't know. If you were, then why'd you spend all that money last year?
Well, and that's where my complaint comes is, don't sit here and tell me that all the moves you made last year are going to make you better this year because two of those guys are already gone, and I don't see you do anything with the offensive line to make that better. And that's where you don't have any depth to begin with.
You know what's funny, though? Like, listening to him talking about the offensive line and the Texans not doing anything on the offensive line, he basically said, the offensive line class in this draft is very light. There's not very many people that we like in this draft. So where are you going to get that offensive lineman?
I don't know.
Well, they missed their chance. And so what you're telling me is that Kendall Lamb is going to be your guy at right tackle.
Then you're in big trouble, in my opinion, if that's the case.
And through two says, let's not forget Nick Martin is coming back. I've mentioned that. That should make them better. But let's also, and I think the guy can play, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen him.
The guy's going to go through growing pains. This guy's not going to come in and just dominate.
Yeah, I think he'll be good, but I don't know. And if he is, well, you know what? Mance played pretty well at center for you last year. So how much are you going to upgrade that? Can one of those guys play guard? I don't know. If they can, sure, you're beefing things up a little bit. Do you move Suofilo or Allen to right tackle?
Oh, no.
Can either one of those guys play right tackle? They can't be as bad as Clark, can they?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, like, all the names you're throwing out there now, they don't have five good names on the offensive line.
At most,
much less seven, which is what you probably need.
At most, I'll go two. If Martin can play, Mance is okay, too. So they got three guys that I'd feel comfortable with.
That you feel positive about.
Yeah. And then
that's assuming Nick Martin can play.
And that's the assumption.
That's assuming all these guys stay healthy, which right. Dwayne Brown wasn't healthy last year. I mean, there's a lot of hope on that offensive line.
Well, that's why I've been complaining about this since free agency started. They haven't done anything to address that. Even if they just spent some money on a right tackle who would be dependable, that would change the entire outlook of this line. Unless they think Derek Newton is somehow going to get healthy and come back, which I don't see any way. I'm not a doctor, but you don't blow up both ACLs and suddenly come back and be a really good right tackle right away. Right. Then they haven't done anything. And And there were some guys out there who could have helped, and they didn't have to go get the biggest name out
there. No, you just needed guys that can play in the NFL.